a minuscule robotic hand used to treat conditions such as spina bifida in unborn children could be created thanks to funding from Wiltshire. The £10 million project aims to create a surgical robot hand which could allow a fetus with congenital conditions to have surgery while still in the womb. £5 million worth of funding is from the European and Physical Sciences Research Council, which is based in Swindon. The other £5 million comes from the Wellcome Trust. Now, Professor Sebastian Arcelin is from the University College London Centre for Medical Imaging and Image Computing, which is where all this research is being carried out. Professor, thanks for joining us this evening.
Hi, Lee. Thanks for hosting me.
This is it's mind-boggling for a lot of us, the idea that you could do surgery inside the womb. How would it work, and how would this robotic hand work?
Yeah, well, actually, what we are aiming to develop is a new platform which will enable this technology to be deployed safely and successfully within the womb. So we'll be able to do surgery on the fetus while it's still in the womb, so still in the mom, and it will target many areas of fetal diseases, including spinal bifida. And if you look at the current technology, one of the main reasons that spinal bifida surgery is not deployed at this early stage in the UK is because it's far too dangerous. You actually have to do a large opening of the belly of the mum to enter into the womb. And that's far dangerous, not only for the mum, but as well for the fetus. So what we're going to do is to use the latest technology from engineering, specifically novel instrumentations, novel imaging, novel type of nanotechnology to actually develop this robotic hand, as you call it. What we will offer is a better flexibility of the surgical tools. We'll offer better guidance of these tools, which will enable the surgeons to actually operate in a much more safer condition. Just to give you a picture, at the moment, the way that it's done, because actually there is some surgery done already within the womb, but it's very much restricted to other cases than spinal bifida, and it's done with a kind of a long stick, rigid stick, which is called a fetoscope. And the surgeon doesn't have too much flexibility and got a very limited field of view. So what we are going to offer is a new way of doing this type of surgery by having a flexible instrument that the surgeon can manipulate with a very high precision. And we're going to offer as well a 3D visualization tool to be able to see the fetus in a much more greater way that it's been done at the moment. Yeah. So the surgeon will be able to see the fetus in three dimension in real time while he's actually intervening. And rather than having this large opening, we will having only a very, very small hole in the belly of the mum, which will be actually smaller than a penny coin to approach the fetus.
Sure, so it's almost laparoscopic and you have what kind of control you're going to be able, as a surgeon, you're going to be able to see this three-dimensional image in front of you, but instead of having a long stick, as you described it would have used to be, what kind of control panel would they have? Would it be computerized? Would it simulate hand movements or what?
So basically what we will do is, I think the scope contrast is right. It will be exactly like having an endoscope in your hand. So you will have some kind of joystick to manipulate this arm. Mm-hmm. And this arm will have multiple outputs. So rather than having only one single arm when you can only have a camera, you will have multiple arms when you can actually do intervention, like for instance, be able to coagulate blood vessels if you want to, for instance, target some disease which are affecting the placenta, which are quite common, or we will be able to use it as a way to intervene on the fetus to, for instance, inject a small patch, like it will be a small plaster in the case of spinal bifida, or for instance, to inject some stem cells if we want to target some other congenital disease.
Yeah, and I suppose that's the key here, isn't it? And I appreciate that you're, by the sounds of what you're telling me and from where you work, you're more a technologist than a surgeon. But I suppose the reason for doing this is that early intervention could be crucial and could save lives.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, what we will do is not only reducing risk for the mom and for the fetus is we will be able to do very much early intervention that we cannot do at the moment. So at the moment, if you want to do, or if you will ever be able to do using the current technology intervention on the fetus while it's still in the womb, you will have to wait much longer to do this intervention, because otherwise it will be too dangerous for the fetus. I mean, we're talking about fetuses which will be of the size of a 10 centimeter. So it's actually quite tiny. So you need to be very, very careful and need to be very accurate. And that's what this technology will be able to offer.
Yeah. When might we see it come into being?
Well, we're going to go through different stages, going to first target disease where we know that some of the added value, like extra imaging, can be put in place on current instruments. And this, we will hopefully be able to demonstrate some benefit in the next 2 years. But when we talk about the entire robotic arm and including the whole surgical planning aspect, the entirety of the platform, we will talk about 7 to 10 years from now.
Fantastic. Really interesting. I'm sure we'll talk again, Sebastian. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
À la prochaine, all that business. It is 22 minutes.